Today's shir is Masechta Nida Daf Chaf Gimel, and we will begin in Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, the first wide line, Ella V'yitza Mufna. In our previous shir, we had discussed that in the Mishnah we learned the opinion of Rameya, that if a woman expresses a Behem B'chai V'oif, the halacha is that we look if it's a boy or a girl, and treat it as a regular leida according to Rab Meir with all of the rules of a Tumas Leida, of a Zachor and a Keva. By a fish, even Ramey agrees that we don't pay attention to that situation. And the Gemara in the previous shir said the reason Ramey holds this way, because there's a Gzer Shava V'yitzer V'yitzer connecting the din of the birth of a child, of a human being, to the birth of a Heim Chai V'oif. So the Gemara asked, why do we learn Gzer Shava V'yitzer V'yitzer, connecting these two subjects? Why don't we prefer to learn Gzer Shava of V'yivra V'yivra, to connect the birth of a child to the birth of a dag? And that's what we were actually up to. Says the Gemara, the reason we prefer to learn Gzer Shava V'yitzer, V'yitzer Mufna Mishnei, because the word v'yitzer is available from both sides of the equation. Mufne gabe odom or mufne gabe behema. It is both available when it's said regarding the creation of a person. It's also available when it's said regarding the creation of a behema. However, v'yivra, and as Rashi explains, because there's other pasuk that uses the word v'yitzer by the creation of a behema, to leave this v'yitzer available for the gzeris shava. However, v'yivra gabe adam mufna, indeed the Torah says the word v'yivra, and we could suggest, as we said at the end of yesterday's shir, that that word is available. I just want to correct myself. It's not that there's another pasuk that says v'yitzer by behema. There's a pasuk that says v'yas elokim eschayis haretz. So we have another pasuk to speak about their creation. So the word v'yitzer is available both by behema and by adam. By the word v'yivra, yes, we could argue that the word v'yivra is available. However, gabe taninim einem mufna. By taninim, it's not available. Ask the Gemara. My mufna gabe behema. What does this mean? Ilayim b'diksiv, as we just said, v'yasel kim eschayis haaretz. So I have one pasuk available. I'll say that the pasuk of Yasel Kim Chayis Oritz is here to teach us the basic fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the animals of the world. And then the pasuk of Yitzah Hashem Elokim Min Adama, Kol Chayis Asada, will remain open and available for the Gzeris Shava. And therefore it's a Gzeris Shava that's open from both sides. We can make the same type of argument as the Gemara. Gabatanim, when we speak about fish, nami afnuya mifna, we could say that the pasuk that says speaks about the v'yivra, alakimus, the gas aris, that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the fish, is available. Because we have the pasuk of us kol remes hadoma to teach us about the basic fact of their creation. And therefore, v'ksiv, v'yivra alakim es hataninim, Hagadolim will be available for Gzeris Shava. Answers the Gemara, no. There are no two psukim by the creation of fish. Because the first pasuk that we just read of Es Kol Remes Adoma is not speaking about sea creatures. That remes, says the Gemara, remes the Ksiv Hosom, the remes that is referred to in that pasuk, the Abashahi, is about land creatures. So therefore, we have a situation that the v'yitzer that's stated by people and by animals are both superfluous, whereas the v'yivra that's stated by fish is not extra. So even if we'll say that the v'yivra that's said by people is extra, we only have it open from one side and not from two sides. So the Gemara immediately asks, and what's the difference if it's available from one side or it's available from two sides? Answers the Gemara. Nafkamina. The following is the nafkamina. Dam Rav Yehuda Am Meshmul Meshum Rav Yishmol Kol Gzer Shavish Enem Mufna Kol Iker. If the Gzer Shava doesn't, both words of the Gzer Shava are not available. Ein Lemei Demenu. We cannot learn that Gzer Shava. Mufna Mitzad Echad. If it's available only from one side, Rav Yishmol Lemei Demenu Meshivim. It's an airtight, strong Gzer Shava. Rabban Lemei Demenu Meshivim. It's a legitimate Gzer Shava, but if there's a question on that Gzer Shava, it will be refuted because only one word is available. When it's Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, when it's available from both sides, Divrei Hakol Lameidim Meshivim, it's a perfect Gzer Shava that cannot be refuted. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, by Ika by Mufna Mitzarech Le Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, if according to Rabbi Shmuel, whether if there's only one word available, or two words available, we learn the Gzer Shava. So what is the halachic difference between these two types of Gzer Shavas? Answers the Gemara, Nafkamina, Tehechad Ikim Mufna Mitzad Echad, or Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, if there's only one word available, versus a situation where there are two words available, so we have to choose which Gzer Shava we prefer, Shafkina Mufna Mitzad Echad, V'yalpina Mufna Mishnei Tzadim. We prefer to learn the Gzer Shava that has two extra words versus the Gzer Shava that has only one extra word. Ulhachi. And now the Gemara completes its point. Lahachi afne rachman al bahem mishnei tzadim. And therefore in our Gemara, the Torah prefers the Gzer Shava where it has two superfluous words. The Gzer Shava that connects Adam to Behema. Tehecha. So therefore, in over-learning from a Gzer Shava that has only one extra word. So as the Rishonim, Rashi is very brief here, but as the other Rishonim in the Marshah explained the Gemara, but the Gemara is saying as follows. Certainly according to the Rabbanon, when we have a Gzer Shava between fish and people, there's only one extra word, the Vayivra by Adam, and we have a Kasha on that Gzer Shava, that the Gemara is going to speak about in a moment. We have to learn the Gzer Shava of a Yitzer, which connect people to animals, which has no Kasha, versus the Gzer Shava of people to fish that have a Kasha. But even according to Bishmol, that as long as you have one extra word, it doesn't bother me that you have a Kasha. And therefore, even though, as we just said, the Gemara is going to teach us in a moment that there's a Kasha between learning people to fish, but that doesn't bother Rabbi Shmuel, if there's even one extra word, muftim etzad echod, l'meidim ve'ei meshivim, still, says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel prefers to learn a Gzer Shavah that has two extra words, versus a Gzer Shavah that has only one extra word, and therefore we say v'yitzar is the Gzer Shavah we're going to follow, which connects people to animals, and not people to fish of a yivra, which only has one extra word. So as we look at this Gemara, and actually this sugya of Gzer Shava l'meidim v'meshivim l'meidim v'meshivim, is a sugya that appears in a number of places in Shas. The question that comes up is that we also learned many times in this Masechta as well, Ein Adam Dan Gzer Shava Elam Kibul Mirabo Yisav. You can't learn your own Gzer Shava, you have to learn Gzer Shava if you learned it from your rabbis. So let's try to understand it, the Achroinim ask. Manavshach, if this Gzer Shav that you're learning is a Gzer Shav that you have a Mesorah for, that you learned from your rabbis, so it's a Gzer Shav that was obviously goes back to Har Sinai. If, on the other hand, it's a Gzer Shav that you're sort of making up, you know how to make up a Gzer Shav. So how do these two concepts coexist? The Yavetz, because of this question, indeed says that this entire sugi that we just learned about l'meidim and meshivim, l'meidim and meshivim, doesn't follow the concept of ein adam don gzer shava elam kelim kibul merabo yisof. According to this Gemara, you can make up your own gzer shava. Very bechiddush. Other achroinim learn that what happened was that they originally had gzer shavas, that they learned from the rabbis. In the course of time, they forgot some of the Gzer Shavas, and they wanted to reinstitute these Gzeir Shavas, and they wanted to know if the Gzeir Shavas that they were reinstituting stood up and were correct. So these are the rules that you have to see to determine if the Gzeir Shava works. A third pshat is a very nice pshat also that the Achronim suggest. They suggest that when we say the rule of En Adam Don Gzeir Shava Elm Kem Kiblum Araboisov, it doesn't necessarily mean that your Rebbe taught you exactly the terms of the Gzeir Shava. That there's a word over here and there's a word over here. And these two words therefore connect these two subjects. And the result of that connection is exactly a certain halacha. That's not what the Gemara means when it says that rule. Rather what the Gemara means is that your Rebbe taught you that there are two subjects in the Torah that have a similar word and can be connected through Gzeir Shava, and that's all they taught the Talmidim. Now they left it up to Talmidim to explore and explain exactly what was meant. So how did the Talmidim know that they're coming to the right conclusion? It has to fit with the rules that we just learned. Says the Gemara, Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Masna Mishmei de Rav Blazel Kula. He has a more lenient version of what is considered a legitimate Gzeir Shava. And he says like this, Kol L'Gzeir Shava She'enem Mufna Kolikar. If the Gzeir Shava doesn't have any available extra words, L'Meidim, it still could be a legitimate Gzeir Shava, or Meshivim, but it could be refuted. Mufna Metzarechot, if it only has one available word, Rav Shmuel L'Meidim Ve'ein Meshivim. According to Shmuel, it's an airtight Gzeir Shava. Rabbanu, according to Rabbanu, L'Meidim Meshivim. We learn it, but we could refute it. If it's Mufna Mishneit Stadim, if it's available from both sides, the Rakol L'Meidim Ve'ein Meshivim. It's an airtight Gzeir Shava. Ask the Gemara, Ul Rabbanu, both of these Gzeir Shavas were saying are legitimate as long as there are no questions. And as the Rishonim point out, the Gemara could have also as well asked, according to Rabbi Shmuel, what's the nafkamina between Mufna Mitzar Echod to Mufna Mishnei Tzadim? But the Gemara chose to ask its question regarding the Rabbanan because the Halacha follows the opinion of the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, nafkamina hechad mashkach lo Mufna Mitzar Echod v'shem Mufna Kolikar. Yes, you'll have two Gzeir Shavas. One has one extra word and one has two extra words. V'lav l'hai is l'pircha. To this there is no question. V'lai l'hai is l'pircha. They're both fine. So now the question is which Gzeir Shavas should we learn? Says the Gemara, the Rabbanu will teach us, Shafkirin she'enem mufna kol ikar. We ignore Gzeir Shava that we prefer to learn from the Gzeir Shava that has one extra word versus the Gzeir Shava that has no extra words. Ask the Gemara. As I said a moment ago, the reason the Rabbanan prefer to learn the Gzeir Shava from Adam to Behema versus the Gzeir Shava to Adam to Dogim, because as we said, the Gzeir Shava of Adam to Behema is airtight, whereas the Gzeir Shava to Adam to Dogim has a question. Ask the Gemara, V'hochamai Pircha Ika, what is the question that could be asked on a Gzeir Shava that connects Adam to Dogim? Answers the Gemara, M'shem Dikla Mifrach, Ma L'dog Adam Shekem Metamos Mechayim. A person is subject to Tuma, an animal is not subject to Tuma, and therefore, since this Gzeir Shava has a question, only because it's available from two sides is it, only because it's available from two sides can I learn the Gzeir Shava. Were it not available for two extra words, we have this question, how could I learn? I couldn't learn it because Adam has Tumah even when he's alive, an animal only has Tumah after it dies. Because an animal has only Tumah after it dies and it becomes an avela. And as the Rishonim explained, so too is by an oif. An oif becomes tamei after it dies. Dogim don't have tumah at all. Continues the Gemara. So we were up to is that Rav Meir teaches us that a woman who's mapel behem chayv oif has tumas leida. A woman that's mapel dogim doesn't. And the reason is because we have the gzeir shava. The Kain Amar of Chibar Abba Amar of Yoichran, Hanatam Dramea, However, now by Yetzir Kadam. By both of them, the Torah uses the word Yetzir to create Xeri Shava. Amalei Rav Ami, says Rav Ami, if that's the point, that wherever the Torah uses the word Vayitzer, we're going to learn such Xeri Shava, Elamata Hamapelis the Mushar. If a woman expels something that looks like a mountain, Ima Tamei Leida, the mother should have Tumas Leida, because the Pasuk says in Amos, Kina Yotza Harim Uvari Chayshech, Yotza Harim Uvari Ruach. So, and as the Rishonim explained, the word Yotzer in that Pasuk is extra, because the Pasuk could have just said, Kina Vare Harim Veruach. The fact that the Torah says Yotzer Harim Uvari Ruach, the Pasuk in Amos, so the word Yotzer is extra. So why don't I learn Xer Shava between Adam and Ahar? So the Aruch HaNar asks, how can we think that there's a din of Leida Ahar? Is there a boy? Is there a girl by a mountain that we should speak about Tumas Leida? So he says an interesting teretz. He says the fact that a mountain, and all many words, most words in Lashon Kodesh, are Lashon Zachar or Lashon Nekeva, that is enough to give any Hebrew word the category of Zachar or Nekeva. Very bechiddush, and that it should be able to be subject to Tumas Leida. It's interesting, the Yerushalmi asked this very same question, and the Yerushalmi answers the reason why we can learn Xer Shava between the Yetzirah of an Adam and the Yetzirah of a Har is because Adam, when was Adam created? During the Sheish Yishmei Bereishis, as we all learned, in Parashas Bereishis. He says, however, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the Yerushalmi says this, the entire world was created flat. Mountains only came as a result of the Mabul. So you can't compare the Yetzirah of Adam to the Yetzirah of Harim, because the Yetzirah of Adam took place by the Sheish Yishmei Bereishis. The Yetzirah of Harim took place after the Mabul. So therefore, they can't be connected to that Xer Shava. The Yerushalmi is a fascinating Yerushalmi, because we know the halacha is that when somebody sees unbelievable mountains, beautiful mountains, the halacha is, we're going to learn it soon, Sechta Brachas, he makes a bracha, Oysa Masa Bereishis. But if they weren't created during the Sheish Yishmei Bereishis, how do you make an Oysa Masa Bereishis, according to Yerushalmi? So there are paiskim that suggest that according to Yerushalmi, you only make a bracha of Oysim Mas Bereishis on mountains in Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael wasn't affected by the Mabul. So the mountains that in Eretz Yisrael obviously were there from Sheish Yishmei Bereishis, and those are the only mountains that you can make Oysim Mas Bereishis. It's just still a chiddush, because Pasha Peshat you make Oysim Mas Bereishis on all mountains. So there are those that want to say that what the Yerushalmi means is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and when he created the world, he created afterwards, separately, he created the Adam. Mountains weren't created as a separate entity, as a separate thing called mountains. Part of the creation of the world is that the world isn't flat, that there are mountains. And therefore, you can't compare mountains to Adam. But our Gemara gives a different teretz. Again, our Gemara's question is that if we're learning Xer Shava of Yetzirah, we ought to make Xer Shava and say that a harim are subject, if a woman is mapal ahar, she should be subject to tumas leida. Answers the Gemara, omelei harmi kamaplis. Is it possible for a woman to discharge a mountain? It's not large enough. Even who the mapal. She only could discard something that looks like a rock. And that, hahu gush ikri, that's called a gush, not a mountain. Ask the Gemara again with that pasuk. Elama'ato hamapelis ruach te'ima tamei leida. Here we have the word v'yivra, by the creation of ruach. And as we said, it could be extra, because the pasuk could have just used the word yoitza. And it says, bri ba'adam, the ksiv ubayri ruach. So why don't we make a gzereshah between the creation of a man and ruach, and therefore if a woman will express a sack full of air, which should be considered tumas leida. V'chi tema, deloy have a muftna. that the word bayre there is not superfluous. Mida havelei mechtev, it is superfluous. Mida havelei lemechtev yoytza harim veruach. The Torah could have just written the words yoytza harim veruach. The ksiv, and instead the Torah used the words ubayre ruach. Shmav nalafnuyis. So why don't I learn exer shava to connect Adam to ruach? Answers the Gemara. Amalei don and divrei Torah, divrei Torah, and don and divrei Torah, divrei Kapala. The pasuk v'yivre by Adam is a pasuk in Chumash, pasuk Bereishis. This is a pasuk in Navi, and we prefer to learn Gzeir Shava that connects words in the Chumash versus connecting words in Chumash and Nach. And as the Rishayim all explained, it's not to say that you can't learn Gzeir Shava between a pasuk in Chumash and a pasuk in Nach. What the Gemara means to say is, when given the choice, should I learn Gzeir Shava that connects two psukim in the Chumash, or to learn a Gzeir Shava that connects a Pasuk Chumash and a Pasuk Anach, we prefer to learn the Gzeir Shava that connects two Pesukim and the Chumash. The Gemara here, as in many places, calls Nach Divrei Kabbalah. Why is Nach called Divrei Kabbalah? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is because the word Kabbalah means to be kaibel, to yell, to complain. And we know that that was what the Nevi'im did. That the Nevi'im came to Klai Yisrael and spoke to them about the sins that they had committed. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that the reason it's called Kabbalah is because all Nevuah that was said by all the Nevi'im and all the generations really emanated from Moshe Rabbeinu. One of the animamins is that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adoin Kol HaNevi'im. Part of being called Adon Kol HaNevi'im is that all Nevuah emanated from him. It's one pshat. Another pshat. Then the Dubna Maggid says a very nice pshat. He says it as usual with a mashal. He says, you know, if I need to borrow from you $100, so I come over to you, I want to borrow $100, you lend me the $100. So if I don't end up using that $100 bill, You lend me a $100 bill. If I don't end up using that $100 bill, I'll give you back the exact same $100 bill. If I end up using that $100 bill, so I'm still going to repay you, but I'm not going to obviously give you back the same $100 bill that you gave me. I'll give you a different $100 bill, or different $100. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu and all the Nevi'im obviously brought to Klal Yisrael the message of Hashem. He says, but there was very different type of delivery. Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk says regarding him, Pe'el Pe'a Dababoy. The Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, was the mouthpiece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol. And the words that he used were the exact words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into his mouth. He didn't interpret what Hashem said. He didn't phrase what Hashem said. He said the exact words of Hashem. The Nevi'im weren't given exact words to say. They were given a message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Nevi'im, I want you to get this message out. They didn't give the exact words. It wasn't the exact same words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they put it into their own words. So all the Nevi'im had was just the Kabbalah. They got a message from Hashem. But what they said wasn't exactly Hashem's words. And those words, that's why what Nevi'im said is called Divrei Kabbalah. Says the Gemara, Rav Abba Bachana Amr, Rabbi Yochanan Hanan Tam Dramayim. And the way most Mepharshim learned the Gemara is the Rabbi Bachan is coming to address what we've been discussing for the last two shiurim. The pshat in the opinion of Rameya. The Rameya has been teaching us that if she's mapel, behem chayv oiv, she's tamei leida, not by dogim. And Rabbi Bachan is coming to give us a new reason. The Chazam Sofer has a different pshat. He's saying that Rabbi Bachan is not disagreeing with the Gzer Shav that we've been discussing. He just now coming to explain why indeed does the Torah, through the Gzeru Shava that we've been learning, differentiate and treat Behema Chayva Oif differently than it treats Dogim. And he explains, because the eyes of an animal and the eyes of a person are the same. Ask the Gemara, El Ma'ata, if that's indeed what you hold, Hamapelist Mus Nochosh, if a woman is Mapel, something that looks like a snake, te ima tme leida, she should also have tumas leida, hoil the gilgal enai gulishal adam, because her eyes are similar, the eyes of a snake are similar to the eyes of a person, v'chi tema, and if you'll say hachinami, that indeed that is the din of a nachash. And as all the Rishonim say, we can't say that nachash is included in when the Mishnah says chaya, because a nachash after its legs were cut off is not considered a chaya. So if you'll say that the point is that if they're similar, if the eyes are similar, it should have the din of a adam, so then listen to nachash. So the Mishnah should have said it. Answers the Gemara, Eitana nachash. If the Mishnah would have said just nachash, have a mina, but nachash would have plegi. The way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara is like this. If the Mishnah would have said nachash, then the Mishnah would have only said nachash, and not behem of a chaya. Because it would be misleading to make people believe, as we just said, the nachash is a type of chaya. And we would think, have amina, but nachash would plig l'arban in the remeya, that the machlaikis is limited to nachash. Because by nachash, like sibe yitzira, even remeya agrees, loy pligi, even chacham agrees to remeya, that there is tumas leida. Because by both of them, sibe yitzira. That's why the Mishnah doesn't mention nachash. But the vart is anything that looks like an animal that has the same eyes. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that an animal's eyes look like a human's eyes? When we learned Masechta Bechairis, we learned extensively that an animal that looks that has a mum, even though it's a bechor, doesn't have the din of kedushas bechor, and it's given to the kohen, but it's not put on the mizbeach. And the Mishnah there mentioned mumen, and the Mishnah said, "What is one of the mumen of an animal? As shall gilgal einoy kishal adam, if its eyes look like the eyes of a person." So we see that the eyes of an animal looking like a person is a mum, not that they're the same. And says the Gemara loikasha, haba uchma haba tziraya, the pupil of an animal's eyes and the pupils of a human eyes are the same. They're round. The eye socket is different. By a person it's round, and by animal it's slanty. And what the Gemara is saying now is that according to Rameyer, any animal that has a round, has a pupil, has an eye with a round pupil is similar enough to people that it should have the din of Tumas Leida. Rabbi Yana gives a different explanation. Hanatam de Rameyer, Harova Eina, their eyes in front of the face. And therefore, anything that has the eyes front of their face is similar to Adam and has Tumas Leida. And here Turuch Sam Sofer says his word, that it's not arguing the Gzeres Shava, just explaining the Gzeres Shava. Ask the Gemara, I don't understand. The eyes of a bird are not on the front of its face, they're on the side of its face, and yet the Kamara made the tummy. Now we're saying that what's Pshan Rameyer, that if it has the common denominator, that has the eyes in front of the face, this doesn't have the eyes in front of the face, and yet Rameyer says this Tumas Leida. Omar Abaya, Bekarya Bekfifa. When did Rameyer say, this is what we're going to learn the Gemara right now, when did Rameyer say that birds have Tumas Leida, it's only by an owl, where the owl has the eyes in front of the face. However, Ubishar Oifus Ramey will agree, there is no Tumas Leida. Ask the Gemara, Meisve, it says in a Braisa, Rechnina Oimer, Nirin de Ramey Behema, Vachaya. I agree with Rameyer opinion by Behema Vachaya, but Divrei Chacham Baifus. And I agree with the Chacham when we speak about Oifus. Let's understand this Braisa, ask the Gemara. My Oifus, what does the Braisa mean when it says Oifus? Ilayme Bekari Kfufa, it was speaking about owls. So Maishna asked him, well, why does Rav Chanina agree with Rameya? But Behem V'chaya? Could they name Hochus Lefneim? Because their eyes are in front of their face. So, like, show them like a human being's eyes are in the front of his face. If that's the case, Karik Fifanami should have the same rule, that their eyes are in front of the face, and Rav Chanina should agree with Rameya that they have Tumas Leida. El Pshita. How must we learn the Braisa? That the Braisa is not speaking about owls. The Braisa is speaking about other birds. And with the Braisa, what Rav Chanina is saying is, I agree with Rameya's opinion regarding the Behema V'chaya. I don't agree with him by birds. But it's mashma the Rav Meir, when he said this Tumas Leida by Oifus, wasn't limiting his psak to owls, to carry a kfifa. He was speaking about all types of birds. Mechlal the Rav Meir, pligi v'shar Oifus. So how could you say the Rav Meir, when he spoke about Oifus, was only speaking about carrying kfifa? This is the way the Brisa should be understood. Chanina Oimer, Nirin Div Ramey Behem V'chaya. I agree with Ramey by Behem V'chaya. Vuadin, and I also agree with Ramey, Lakari Kfufa, because they too are like Behem V'chaya Oif, Behem V'chaya Odom, that have their eyes in front of the face. And then, says Chanina, I agree with Divrei Chachom B'Shar Oifus. I agree with the Chum when we speak about other birds. Sh'af Rameyer loy nechlik imam. When we speak about other birds, even Rameyer agrees. Because Rameyer only disagreed with Rabbanon, b'kari kfufa, by owls. Av b'shar oifus. When we speak about other birds, my delay, even Rameyer will agree, since their eyes are not in front of the face, there is no tumas leida. Says the Gemara of Hatanya, and indeed Hatanya here is not a kasha. Tanya here is a raya from this brisa. Amr Blazer Tzadik. Interesting to note that the Mefarshim point out that Blazer Tzadik was one of the earliest Tanaim. Rameya was one of the latest Tanaim. So how can we have Blazer Tzadik agreeing with Rameya, where he lived many, many years before him? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that there was more than one Blazer Tzadik, but there is another pshat, which is an important pshat in understanding Gemaras throughout Shas. And that is, if we find, as let's use our Gemara, we find a machlokes between Ramei and the Chachamim, who were from the later Tanoim, it's not to mean that was the first time that this issue was discussed in the yeshiva. It could have been discussed many years before. For whatever reason, this machlokes was attributed to Rameyer. And this machlokes was attributed, this opinion was attributed to a different Tana. So when we have here Rabbi Elazar Tzadik making his comment regarding this machlokes, it wasn't Rabbi Elazar Tzadik talking to Rameya. They never saw each other. It means this issue, which is attributed to Rameya. V'tanya Amar Rabbi Elazar Tzadik, ha-mahapalas min behem chaya, l'divrei meya v'lad, this tumas leida, l'divrei chom ena v'lad, uva'oifas tabadik. And by birds, an examination should be done. L'matabotik, was Rabbi Elazar Tzadik saying? Isn't he saying, lav l'divrei Rameya, isn't he explaining that according to Rameya, the omer, kariv kfufa in, that only owls are subject to tumas leida, shar oifas loy, so now when this woman expressed an oif, we have to look, does it look like an owl or not? Says the Gemara, your proof is not compelling. Omer of achbar eder vikah, loy tabotik, Rabbanon. And what we're learning now is that even the Rabbanon who hold that Mapelas Oif is not Tumas Leida, carry Kfufa in, if she's Mapel, something that looks like an owl, it will be subject to Tumas Leida, Shar Oif is Loi. Umashna, why do Rabbanon agree that the carry Kfufa there is Tumas Leida? Why is it different Behemah V'chaya? Because the fact that they have eyes in front of the face is not enough. Because Behemah V'chaya also have eyes in front of the face. Yet the Mishnah says explicitly, according to the Chachamim, Behemah V'chaya, there's no Tumas Leida. Answers the Gemara, besides the fact that Kariyuk Fufa have eyes in front of the face, they also have lestis. Call them, they have cheeks, like a person. So the Gemara is saying now, it could be that the Rabbanim will hold that Behemah V'chaya V'oif, there is no Tumas Leida. They disagree with Rameya, as we learned in the Mishnah. But by Kariyah V'kifufa, since they have not only eyes in front of the face, but cheeks, they'll agree this Tumas Leida. We know the halacha is, and I think we have to stop here for a moment to say a very important vart from the Chasam Sofer. The Gemara we're going to learn now, really speak about situations that are extremely extraordinary and likely never happen, or could never happen even. Yet we're spending time learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Heilige Torah. So Chasam Sofer says that one should not look at these Gemaras and say, what are we learning these Gemaras? They're not relevant. They can never happen. Chas v'shalom, says the Chasam Sofer. Every word of the Torah is Kodesh HaKadoshim. First of all, every word of the Torah brings us to a higher degree of Yerushmayim. And furthermore, every word of the Torah is Torah. And even if the concepts aren't relevant to the cases that are being discussed, these are important concepts in understanding Das Torah that can be applied in other situations. And actually, this Gemara, we're going to maybe want such a situation. So, again, we know that the Torah Kedosha says that a father could marry off his daughter, has the right to be Mekadosh his daughter as long as she's a Ketana. So, ask the Gemara, Bamnei Rabbi Yimri Rabbi Zeir L'Rameya, Dome Behema B'mei Isha, that the Behema in a mother's womb, Vlad V'mal Yehi, is considered a Vlad. What's the Raya? Because Rameya holds this Tumas Leda. So, ask the Gemara, Kibol Avi Kedushin Mahu, if the father was Mekabel Kedushin for this Behema, what would be the Halacha? L'may Nafkamina, says the Gemara, L'tsuri B'chaisa. We know that the din of achoisa ishtoi. So if there's kedushin with this animal, will that between this animal that was born from a human being and another man, will there be kedushin that he cannot now marry a sister, a regular girl that was born from this mother? So the Rishonim obviously asked the question, why are we focused on the sister when we speak about it itself? So Rishonim say, regarding this animal itself, it can't survive. It's an animal born from a human, doesn't survive. So it'll never make it to 3 years old, that it should have kedushin. And that's why the Gemara also didn't speak about killing it, because it's certainly not a viable living organism that there's an issue of hariga. But chayis ishta, he could have had a sister, or will have a sister, that there's an issue of a chayis ishta. Ask the Gemara, remember the chay. So the way the Rishonim explain is as follows. We know that the din of a chayis ishtoi is only osra as long as the wife is alive. Once the wife dies, then there's no din of a chayis ishtoi. So if you're discussing, will this man who married this behema or had kedushin with behema be mutar a chayis ishtoi, why would we speak about a chayis ishtoi? It can't survive. It could survive when it's born to its mother, but it can't survive when it's born to a human being. And as the Rishonim go on to say, the Gemara is focused on the sister. Why did the Gemara focus on the sister? Why not speak about its mother? Why not speak about the mother, which is a much more serious iser, because there is no heter? Because the point of the Gemara is to try to come up with a far-fetched situation. Why do we want to come up with a far-fetched situation? Omer of Achab by Yaakov, at Kanavir of Yimri Rav Zeir l'dikichuch. Because what Rav Yimri was trying to do was get Rav Zeir to laugh. Such a weird situation. This animal cannot survive. So what are you talking about? Achoy Sishtai? First of all, this is unlikely ever to happen. Second of all, if it happens, who's going to make Kedushin between a human being and this animal? And third of all, it doesn't survive. So there's no Issa of Achoy Sishtai. So Rav Zeir should laugh from all of this, from this, so to speak, funny question. Yet for Leigachich, he didn't laugh. Why didn't he laugh? Because Rav Zeir's opinion was that he's not supposed to live in this world. His entire approach to life was an extremely serious approach. And as the Mefarshim explained, even though the Gemara says, Osla Adam Shimala's Chay Pib Olam Haza, so why was Rabbi Yirmi trying to get Rav Zeir to live? You're not supposed to live in this world. So I saw the Mefarshim give two answers. One answer is when the Gemara says, Osla Adam Shimala's Chay Pib Olam Haza, means that you're not supposed to just live in a very loud and joking way, but to smile was nothing wrong. All he was trying to do was get him to smile. A second shot is that Osla Adam Shemal Tzchoy Pib Ba'olam Hazah means Ba'olam Hazah, but Ba'olam Hazah diga issues. You're not supposed to be part of a Moshev Leitzim. But if we're learning Torah, and the learning of Torah brings a smile to your face, that's the best Simchas HaChayim, the Simchas HaTorah. Actually, this Gemara is the Gemara that's used for a discussion. If two girls were born as Siamese twins, could one be Mekadosh? Could a man be Mekadosh one of the girls? So besides that, there's a fundamental problem that he can never do Bia with that sister because he's not allowed to do Bia in front of someone else. And these two girls are nebuch detached. But without that issue, here we see that something that can't survive, there is no kedushin. And Siamese twins, at least the early Paiskim that discussed this, suggest that Siamese twins could have never survived. Certainly not as they're connected. Gufa. Amar Yudam Rav. Amar Ramei Ela Hoyl B'mina Miskayim. Why did Ramei say his halacha? That if a person has a behemah chayiv oif, that's tumas leida, because when an animal has a behemah chayiv oif, it survives. That's why it's considered a viable birth, that there should be a din of tumas leida. Omer of Yirmi Medifti, afa na nami tanina, ha mehapelis kemen behemah chayiv oif, divir emeya. There's a din of tumas leida. V'chom maimrim, atche mitzuris adam. We'll explain what Mitzuris Adam means in a moment. From a palace sandal, if a woman, Rab Nebuch, is maple a sandal, that's an animal a being that's entirely crushed, as we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shemandav Chavhei, a shilya, or the sack, a shfir, the afterbirth, merukim, that has the outline of a child in it, vayotzim tuchach, and a child that comes out in pieces, Rechman Atzlan, Haba Achrov, the Mishnah teaches us, in Masech the Bechairis, is a Bechor L'Nachla. He will be considered the firstborn, as far as Yerusha, that he gets a double portion, Vein Bechor L'Kayim. He's not considered a Bechor, as far as Hilchus Kuhn is concerned, and he's not a Petarechem, that you have to be paid to him. Ask the Gemara, if we're going to say that any of these situations can't survive, so then why haba achrov l'nachla mihava? Why should the next child born be a bechor as far as Hilchos Yerusha? He's not the first child. They're the first child. So from here we see that they can't survive. So tomorrow it's not a raya. It could well be that they can't survive, that they can't survive. If they can't survive, why is the next child considered b'chol and achla? Amar Rabaya, Amar Rava, Lailam Dechai, Shani Hossam, Dama Kro, Reishis Oinoi, who is considered a b'chor as far as Yerusha is concerned? Mi Shali B'davalov, that were this child to die, the father would be upset, would grieve. Yotzeh Shani B'davalov, if a father has a child that looks like a behem b'chai v'oif, that came out of his wife, he's not going to grieve normally if it perishes. And there's a din of tumas leida. So now he asks, Adam b'mei behema mai. If an animal has an Adam, what will be the halnocha? What will be the status of that Adam? Ask the Gemara, L'may nafkamina, what do we have to know? There's no tumas leida when an animal has a baby. Answers the Gemara, L'shturi b'achila. As we learned in Masech T'chulin, the halacha is, there's a ben pekua, that if an animal is found in its mother's womb, then the shechita of the mother is effective for the child. So now the question will be, if one has a surah of a person in a mother, an animal, will the shechit of the mother allow us to eat this human being? Ask the Gemara, why can't we answer this question from what Rabbi Yochanan taught us? Dama Rabbi Yochanan, hashaychres behema, umutzaboy demus yoyna, if somebody shechs an animal and finds in it something that looks like a yoyna, asur bechila. So we see that if the child doesn't look like the mother, there's no dinner ben pekua that it becomes mutter through the shechita of the mother. And says the Gemara, you can't compare it. Hachi hashta. Hasam loy process ikka, loy paras ikka. A bird has nothing in common with an animal. Hachi ned the process leka, it doesn't have hooves or parsme ikka, it has a heel. Its foot looks, the foot of a human does look somewhat like the foot of an animal, and therefore the din of an animal may not be the din of an animal having a person will be different than the din of an animal having a yoinah. It's interesting, the Mepharshim point out, the Gemara doesn't say teiku. Why doesn't the Gemara doesn't answer the question, so why didn't the Gemara say teiku? Mepharshim say, because this entire question is only according to the opinion of Rameyah. But we don't pass it like Rameyah. So this question was only trying to understand the opinion of what Rameyah would hold, but we don't pass it that way, so it doesn't make a difference la halacha, so that's why the Gemara didn't say teiku. V'chamar mikol she'ein bo. We learned on top of the Amid that if it doesn't look like a human being, then it's not considered tumas leidah. Amar yimei ba'ab amarav. Hakel moidim. There's no disagreement, he suggests. Gufay tayish. If the baby born, its body looks like an animal, upon of Adam, but its face looks like a human being, or Adam, that's considered a human being. And there is tumas leidah. On the other hand, gufay Adam, if the body looks like a person, upon of tayish, but the face looks like an animal, vlav klum, that is not considered, there's no tumas leidah. Ela loynechalku, ela shapon of Adam, its face looks like a human being, v'niver bayin akskabeim, but one eye looks like an animal. Shemei oimer, mitzurus Adam, as long as it has some commonality, it's enough. V'chamayim kol tzurus Adam, it has to look completely like a person to have tumas leidah. Amruloi l'rav, yimri yabar abba, vivkatanya, ham we learned just the opposite. Ramei oim akol tsuris, chama mitsuris. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara is that they don't have such strict standards. Amalei itanya tanya. Amrab abba bar abba, amrab yachan. Metzach, which is the forehead. Vagvinen, on the eyebrows. Vainayim, the eye. Valestais, and the cheeks. Vagabis, zokin, and the beard, where the beard grows, they all have to look like a person. We'll see what that means in a minute. Rava Machasa, Metzav Agav V'ayim V'alas V'Agav Zazakin, Adshi Yukolam Ka'achas. Says the Gemara of Loi Pligi, Hakim Andam Kol Tzuris. One Andam says that it has to have the entire face look like a person. Hakim Andam Omer Mitzuris, even partial, it's enough. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, Tzuris Panam Sh'amru, I feel a part of Echamina Peretufim. It has to look like a person. Chutz Lemer Eisen. The ears don't count. And so the Gemara, Lemer Medem Echad Nami Sagi, that even minimal commonality is enough. So the Gemara, Loilam Lemer Medem Echad Nami Sagi, Amakitanya Hila Akif. That all that means is that you have to have that as a minimum, but that doesn't mean that that's enough. Tanya, command on kol tzuris, one man says that you have to have completely the same. Vibay sam mandam kim mitzuris, even partial is enough. My echad, one side of the face is enough. Amar Rava, niver be einachas or be yerach echad minatzad, if a person was born with only one eye and one thigh, ima tmeya. If the thigh is on the side, then the mother is considered that there was a tumas leida. The emtsa, but if the thigh is in the middle of the baby, ima tahira. Another halacha, amarava, veshta nakuf, if its vesh it has a hole, ima tmeya. It's considered tumas leida. Veshta otum, but it's not just that it has a hole, but it's completely closed up, that's not considered a leida, an ima tahira.